and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time, and we're taking a break from our normal study in the Gospels, and presently in the Gospel of Luke, and dealing with the issues at hand here in our community and region. Coming up on January 17th in Auburn, Kentucky, in Adairville, Kentucky, here in Logan County, there'll be voting by the citizenry of those towns to determine if it'll be become legal, if they will make it legal to sell alcohol in those communities, in those towns. Also on January 24th in the city of Trenton, in Todd County, will also be the same voting that'll take place, and they will determine, the citizenry of that community will determine whether or not that community will become wet. And we just want to make an appeal here during this time for folks to consider, especially for those folks that claim salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, who claim that they are the Lord's people, to get out and vote, and vote the way the Lord would have you to vote. I don't take any position to tell or instruct anyone how to vote, but we need to consider, as issues like this come up in our communities and region, we need to vote the way that our Lord would have us to vote. What would Jesus do? What would he do regarding this, these issues coming up in our community? We, at the top of the list is, of course, being pleasing to our Lord. We certainly, even as in the social fair, our communities, our counties, our state, our federal government, we need to be pleasing to our Lord. That's been something that has been let down over the last several decades, is there's a spirit of denying that the Lord exists. There's a spirit of being of denying that we are accountable to the Lord. And we need to know and have reinforced in our hearts and minds that we are the Lord's creation. We are accountable unto him. And we need to operate and behave like it, and operate according to his principles. Now, one would say, well, I'm an atheist, Jim. I'm an atheist, or I'm an agnostic. I just don't believe. I tell you what, if it turns out, and especially in the case of this, if it turns out that I am wrong, we are wrong, and a thing is not right by whether I say it is or not, but what's right, the line of truth, the plummet line of truth, and the plummet line of morality for mankind is determined by God Almighty. But if I am wrong, and those that hold the position, the biblical position of God existing, and God having given us commandments, and God having an expectation of mankind to glorify him, if I am wrong in regards to this issue, the laying down and the leaving alone of alcoholic beverages will not hurt us. But if this position is right, if the biblical position is correct, that God does exist, and he has given us his word, he has given us expectation of what he requires of us and how he would have us to operate, then all of us individually are accountable before the Lord. Even our communities, our county, our state, and our federal governments and leaders are accountable to the Lord. We're accountable to the Lord as a nation. Scripture bears this out. And so then it is true then that we will give an account before God of what we've done. And so when we take this of alcohol being available, made more readily available, that's what the issue is it's alcohol is already available in our county. It's already available in communities of connected counties. There is an availability of alcohol for those that would choose to drink, and whatever type that their choice would be. Are we bettered as a community and making it more available to the citizenry of our region? Are we bettered? Just from a simple dollars and cents standpoint, I took a look about taxation of alcoholic beverages, and it's a wide range. There's state taxes, excise taxes, taxes that are sold, that are levied against wholesalers or manufacturers of different types of spirits. Wine is one thing, beer is another thing, and then distilled products are another thing. Some of those are taxed based on their alcohol content. And so there's just a wide range of taxation on these type of products. Just considering from a dollars and cents standpoint, let's say, and for whiskey and for bourbon, which Kentucky is noted for, let's say that the taxation on those products would be 20% by the time the state federal excise taxes are paid, and it could be more, but let's just say that it's 20 or 30%. Does it even make economical sense? $10,000 worth of beverage sold in our community, let's say, with taxes levied to the feds, which may or may not come back to our community, and then taxes levied to the state, which likely in some extent will come back to the community. Will $2,000 to $3,000 touch the damage, the sorrow, and the woe, and the required services to support the citizenry that $10,000 worth of spirits, the damage that could do to a community? Will $2,000 or $3,000 touch all the support of police, the increased necessity for police, the State Highway Patrol and their monitoring of the roads and the dealing with drunken driving wrecks, the processing of such cases through our county court and jail system? $10,000 worth of product can do so much more damage than what $2,000, just from the financial standpoint, $2,000 or $3,000 can as a remedy or that. And my thinking, my consideration in this is that we, from a strictly financial standpoint, and that's what's always touted as, well, we'll have tax money, we won't be bettered. We will have more harm and more just financial impact from greater increased access to liquor and in our community. Then there's the facet that cannot be touched, cannot be helped or remedied or made up by money. When it's your child that is run over by a drunken driver, when it's your family or someone that you know, your neighbor whose wife or children are beaten by a drunkard husband or father that comes home from being at the bar. The money cannot fix any of that. Lives that are damaged forever. The lack of a breaking of a cycle where drink and spirits, alcohol is taken hold in homes and families. And there's just a perpetuation of that ongoing. Where people or look to liquor and spirits to make the life that they are living go away for a time, they think, and then by doing so they become so inebriated that they kill themselves or they rot out their liver. Just a terrible waste of life. We live in a society that has a great blessing from the Lord, and that we have plenty to drink. There are so many. We've got clean water. We have bottled water. We have all kinds of sodas and different kinds of things such as that, and teas, and just there's all kinds of drink that we have. So many options that are available to us. And that's a result of the blessing of our Lord and being able to have enterprise and such as that. And granted, some of these products might not be the best for one's health, but they don't cause the loss of control of one's spirit. That's the reason that alcohol are referred to as spirits, because in consuming such and becoming inebriated, folks guard and ability to correctly reason and function with motor skill and such as that is diminished. It's the same thing with drugs. And so then from that comes harm to themselves and harm to others. And so an appeal we make to the people of God to go out and vote as the Lord Jesus would have you to vote. On these elections, again, in Auburn and Adairville, for those cities, for those towns, it'll be January 17th at your regular polling place, we understand. And then in Trenton and Todd County, it will be January 24th. And I believe if the people of God will go out and vote the way their Lord would have them to vote, these issues would be defeated, and certainly our counties would be better off. As far as the leadership in these communities, and I don't know the particular involvement of the administration of these communities and where they are in support or not of these initiatives, but are our communities going to be better served by the availability of alcohol and such type of establishments being brought up there, or are they going to be helped with grocery stores and gas stations and service and maybe even some industry there? You know, my appeal to the administration of these communities is not to go with what seems to be the easy buck, but work hard to bring business to communities that will really gain an advantage for all in the community. And may we get our focus right, and may it be a godly focus. We want to read a passage before we sign off for today. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 11, the scripture says, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp, and the viol, and the tabret, and pipe, and wine, are all in their feasts, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands." And that's what we need to do, is we need to consider the operation of our Lord. Our Lord has been good to us in our community, in our state, and in our land, in our nation. And we do not need to pick up as a people a device against God and against the way of the Lord, and where we lose our consciousness and where we look to escape from this life in which we live by the altering of our mental state by drugs and alcohol and such. But we need to consider the Lord and look to honor and glorify him in every way. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.